Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Chandra.
Hey.
How are you?
Anthony.
Yes.
Oh, there's Tiffany.
Good afternoon, ladies. You guys are on the air. I hear you back there talking. How's everybody doing?
Doing
wonderful.
Good.
All right, let me turn this music off. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Who's Who and That's American Led Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, DJ Gansby. Today we have the lovely and beautiful avid readers known as the Brownstone Book Club in the building. How are you ladies doing this afternoon?
Doing great.
All right, now, I know we have Tangela with the group. Who else is on the line? And just tell me what area code you're calling from.
Dana Laurie, 832.
Okay.
And Tiffany from 281.
And?
The 831 wasn't able to make it.
Oh, it's C3. All right, so let me just get these names right. Tangela. And
Tiffany.
Tiffany. Like the diamond?
And Dana Laurie. D-A-N-A hyphen Laurie.
All right. All right, so we got Dana, Tiffany, and Tangela from the Brownstone Book Club in the building. First of all, ladies, thank you so much for agreeing to come on. We never had a book club on the show. We've had authors, we've had writers and publishers and people all on the other side of the book business, but very rarely, almost never, actually, have I had avid readers or book club members, those who actually support African-American literature and literacy, you know, by buying, reading, and reviewing books. So thank you, ladies, so much for agreeing to come on the show.
Sure, yeah.
Thank you.
All right, so now that I got you guys' names, I can ask you questions individually. Nothing's, you know, that you shouldn't be able to answer, but I just want you to introduce yourself. So first we have Dana.
Yes.
Just tell us who you are, where you're from, and, you know, what is your role or how did you get involved with the book club?
I'm Dana. I'm originally from Los Angeles, California. I currently reside here in Houston, and I got involved with the book club through the founder and president, Tangela Fleming.
Okay. All right. And Tiffany, same question for you. How did you get involved in, you know, what is your role with the club?
I've been in Houston for about 20 years now, but I'm originally from Mississippi. I also got involved with the book club through Tangela. We used to be coworkers, and we've been good friends ever since.
Okay. All right, so Tangela, I'm not going to ask you how you got involved because I understand that you are the founder of Brownstone Book Club. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, so what you can do is tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and how you got the book club started.
Okay. As everybody said, my name is Tangela, Tangela Fleming. We live in Houston. I live in Houston. I work in finance. I've been working in finance for over 25 plus years. But I've always had a love for reading. Even as a little girl, I used to, love writing little short stories and stuff like that. So I've always, had a love for reading, and over the years just been a advocate of higher education and, just like I said, with reading overall, because I do feel like it's fundamental. You know, it's everywhere, and you definitely need it. It's must have. And just over the years, I've been a part of different book clubs, which were great, experiences. But through those experiences, I always wanted to start my own book club because my thing was I wanted to start something that all of the members that were part of the book club felt like they were bringing something to the table. Because the different book clubs that I was... Go ahead. So, Jeff, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. You can just keep talking. It's Block Talk Radio, so it may, you know, we may break up, we may go in and out, but keep talking.
The different book clubs that I was a part of, I never just felt like my thoughts or, you know, our ideas were taken in consideration and implemented. And that's one of my experiences that in starting the book club, that was one thing that I wanted to do, is to just bring, you know, a great group of ladies together. And number one, just ask them, do you want to be part of a book club? And in being a part of a book club, what is it that you feel that you can implement within the book club to make it, you know, great? And that was something that I didn't get in the previous book clubs that I was a part of. It's like they were pretty much established, and it was pretty much kind of like the way that they were set up, there wasn't any room for growth or you know, to take it to that next level. It's like, this is just the way we are, and you know, they were just kind of keeping it at that, you know, that level. So it's
all right.
Like, go ahead.
Yeah. All right, so it sounds like you were a member of a book club before, and you just basically had ideas and suggestions on how you wanted a book club to be. So that's when you decided to start your own.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, I did a little research with you guys. It looks like you started back in November of 2011 with your book club. How did you, and I'm asking these questions because people have been inboxing me about book clubs and how they are formed. So how did you actually recruit or let everybody know that you were starting a book club? In other words, where did your members come from?
Well, initially when I started, you know, the book club, I wanted to reach out to women, of course, that I knew, you know, and women that, you know, I knew loved to read and could help the book club grow. So it was basically just a pool of family members, friends, co-workers, you know, those types of things. But, you know, women that I knew. And I invited them, and also, you know, with the understanding that they could, you know, invite other women that were of like mind when it comes to, you know, reading books.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like you got family, friends, coworkers, people that you knew or had relationships with that you got to join. And I think that's a good way to start a book club, by, you know, reaching out to people that you know. Next question is for Dana. Dana, what made you want to join a book club? You know, what attracted you about this particular book club, and why did you, you know, why did you want to be a member of Brownstone Book Club?
Well, I've always been an avid reader. As being an only child, I had a lot of time to myself, so I've always loved literature. And I knew that in dealing with Tangela, she's very detailed oriented, so I knew that it was going to be something unlike any other book club. And actually, this is my first time ever being a part of a book club, so it's been a very exciting journey.
Wow. And Tiffany, same question for you. You know, what was it, you know, about Brownstone Book Club that made you want to be a member once you were, you know, once Tangela reached out to you guys?
For me, it's probably, I guess, a little different. I really wasn't an avid reader in my younger childhood, I guess you can kind of say. As I got older, I did enjoy reading. You know, I noticed at work, at different jobs, we would, you know, read books, and, you know, we would end up discussing them amongst other people. So when Tangela kind of brought the idea to me and, you know, invited me to the meeting, you know, I was, you know, I enjoyed it, you know, just the group of ladies, the conversation, you know, being able to discuss the book in detail and break it down and give our own opinion, you know, not being argumentative about it, just a conversation, and just really enjoying yourself. So it just, and then me being reading now, I enjoy it. I do enjoy reading.
Wow. Okay. But once again, this is an African American Blog Talk Radio Show. We're here with the ladies, Brownstone Book Club, Tiffany, Dana, and Tanya in the house. All you guys are from Houston, Texas, I assume, right?
We are.
We all live in Houston, yes.
Well, not originally, but I assume you guys are, you know, you meet, your book club is located in Texas, so your members are in Houston.
Right.
Yes,
our book club is based in Houston.
Okay. All right, Tanja, this one's for you. Now, you have a look for reading. You reach out to these ladies in order to be a part of the book club. What was it that you were really looking to accomplish by starting your own book club? Because you told me about the issues that you had with the other ones, but now you're the founder, you know, you're the leader, you're the person who's going to pull all this together. You know, what were some of the challenges that you had, you know, in actually, you know, running the club once you got everybody, you know, on board?
Well, once I started, you know, thinking to myself, I want to start a book club, I had an idea of what it was I wanted for a book club, and I actually wrote out bylaws. And that initial meeting, I conveyed to the ladies, you know, this is my thought, but my thing is going into the book club, it's no I, you know, this is not Tangela's book club. This is our book club. And So that was one of the questions that I had posed to the ladies, you know, if you were to start a book club, what would it look like? And so there were, like, different questions that I would ask them, you know, as far as, like, if you had to pick a name for the club, what name would you pick? If you had to put bylaws together, what would you pick? If you had to read books, how would you want to read books? So it was, like, different questions that I would ask them, and then they would give me their answer. And then we would really kind of, like, just collaborate on it and vote up on it. And ultimately, at the end, I asked the ladies, you know, after everything was said and done, you know, you've enjoyed this evening. And going forward, is this something that you see yourself wanting to do on a daily basis? Because it's like when we originally started the book club, my idea was to do something completely different. And I still love that mindset. Every day I think about the book club because I love it. You know, it's definitely a passion of mine. Like, you know, some people like to cook. Some people like to ride books. Some people like to travel. I love to read books. So I'm always just trying to think outside of the box. If, you know, we were to create a book club, and we've been established now, like I said, for 4 years, and, you know, we've had some successful 4 years, but I'm always thinking, like, what is our next, you know, we do community service work. And I'm looking to do something with the ladies along the lines of putting together an event. And that's something that we want to incorporate this year and we're definitely excited about. I'm not going to expound upon it too much because we haven't, like, put all the finishing touches on it. But, you know, it's definitely something that's going to benefit when it does come to literacy. And that's something that we have on the back burner that we're working on. It'll be the first time that we ever do something like this since we've been established, so I'm excited about that. But you did ask, like, some of the challenges that I've had. And to be honest with you, Jeff, because my thing is, like, with our book club, we have had some really, and we do, have some awesome, awesome, awesome ladies. So I think for the most part, as Dana said, I'm anal. I'm very anal, and I'm very detailed. And my thing is, you know, like, everything, you know, there's, like, a rhyme or reason to everything, and I'm very, you know, just meticulous like that. So I think that in being that way with the ladies and, you know, having that respect, you know, from them, it allows our book club to flow. And I think with any type of, you know, organization, if the people who are a part of it know what's going on, you know, because the ladies know what's going on because we're always communicating. We have different ladies that have different roles. Like the ladies that are on here with me tonight, these are my founding members. These are the ladies that were there, like, from day one. And these are the ladies who, you know, have added to the book club. Because, like I said, it's not Tangela's book club. You know, there are different parts of the book club that they put together. Tiffany put the Facebook page together.
I'm going to hold on. I'm going to cut you off. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to what everybody does. I'm going to ask them what they do. If you notice, I did ask them in the beginning. I said, what is your role? But I'm going to ask that question again. But before we go ahead, let me cut you off. We got somebody else who just called in. I'm from the 832 area code. What's your name? And welcome to the call. Who's this?
Sophia Dixon. I'm the book club secretary.
What's your name?
Sophia.
Sophia?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, hey, Sophia, welcome to the call. Who's Who's Not Going to Let Block Talk Radio Show. As you know, we got the Brownstone Book Club on. Thank you for joining us. Say hello to Tiffany and Tangela and Dana.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Sophia. You finally made it, huh?
Yes.
And Sophia is another one of our founding members. Like I said, there's four of us total. When we originally started, Sophia, how many, that very first day that we started, how many ladies did we start with?
It was about five of us.
No, the original meeting was like about 14 ladies.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, but out of that 14, we have like four founding members. Our roster currently have, we have a total of 14 active members to date. That's a part of our book club. But our founding members, we have a total of four, which are the ladies that are on the air right now, Jeff. And that includes Sophia.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I'm proud and to have the founding members of the book club on the line. But back to Sophia. Sophia, we've been asking questions about, you know, how everybody joined, what are their roles, and why did they join. I'm going to ask you the same thing. Just tell us, you know, what you do and what attracted you to the Brownstone Book Club, and what is your role as a member?
Okay, like I said, I'm the secretary for the book club, so mm-hmm. I do very Sunday things, take meeting minutes, email them out to the group, and, you know, I also, at the end of the year, I try to do, like, a video compilation of different things that we've done, like a photo montage with
sure.
music, because we do a lot of stuff each month, and we take a lot of pictures. A lot of them you see on Facebook. Well, I try to bring all those pictures together and kind of tell the story of what we did that year through video.
Okay.
So that's basically my role.
That sounds like a lot of work. All right, and what attracted you to the book club, you know, being a member? I mean, Tangela told us how she was an avid reader, and she reached out to a group of ladies. You know, what attracted you to that opportunity to be a founding member of Brownstone?
It was just an opportunity. Again, like Tangela, I love to read. And it's an opportunity to mm-hmm. get with grown women, leave the husbands at home, leave the kids at home, and have a good conversation
okay.
about a good book.
Okay.
And so it was just great. We see different things, go different places, and talk about good books.
Wow. All right. So that listen, y'all make me want to join. If I knew about it, I probably would have joined too. It sounds really interesting.
Come on.
Okay, what's going on over there?
There's always room. Come on.
All right. Dana, now what is it that you do as a part of the club? Because I asked you and Tiffany, and you guys didn't give me any roles or responsibilities for the club. So do you have any other than...
No, I'm not. I don't hold a position this year.
Okay.
Okay.
So you don't really have anything to do other than be a member and participate, you know, as a member. That's cool, too. Tiffany, what about you? What is it that you do? Do you have a role as secretary or something like that?
My role is the Facebook page.
Okay.
I kind of had the idea maybe about a year or so, I think, after we started the book club. And just to kind of put, you know, people let us know what we're doing and what we're reading and kind of keep up with us and read with us if they wanted to.
Yeah, I saw the Facebook page. I also saw the Twitter page that you guys have, and you have a great job. It looks fantastic. I'm sure people who are following you appreciate the fact that you have a Facebook page and a Twitter, you know, so you can share there, you know, what you guys are doing. I want to get back to the club itself, some history here. Two things, man. What was the first book that you guys read as a book club? And tell us a bit about that book. What was the first book that you guys did?
I think the first
Angela.
One we did was... Oh.
Anybody can take it.
Me?
I mean,
oh.
Tangela. Anybody can dance. Tangela, you want to tell us?
The first book we did, I do believe I did the book, and it was Andrea Davis. Was it Andrea
How
Davis?
How Can My Husband Be Gay? Andrea
yes.
Davis and Jason M. Lee, How Can My Husband Be Gay? Is that the book?
Love
yes.
it.
Yes. Is that it?
I do believe. Wasn't that the first one, though?
I believe so. I believe so.
Yeah. That's a hard question. That was 4 years ago. Now, if we knew to prepare for that, but that is one of the books we read. But the first one, we've read a lot of books in 4 years.
Well, I mean, I can imagine you've read a lot of books through the years. I was just looking from a historical perspective, what was the very first book? I mean, I started my book club in 2010. I know what the very first book was. That's why I'm asking. Next question, and anybody can take it. You guys had book discussions with authors. You know, who was the first author that you guys sat down with and had a book discussion with?
It would be Andrea.
It was Andrea
Davis.
Wait a minute, you guys met with Andrea Davis?
We Skyped her into one of our meetings.
Oh, okay. So you had a book club meeting with her coming in and reading with you guys?
Correct.
No, she Skyped, yeah.
Okay.
So
Skype into us.
Yeah, they can join us physically. They can Skype in, of course. They can FaceTime us. We've had authors, you know, join us physically. We've had authors do conference calls. We've had authors Skype in. We've had authors do FaceTime, and she actually Skyped in.
Okay, all right. Okay, so Andrea Davis. And so the book was How Can My Husband Be Gay? The reason I'm asking is because I actually know Andrea Davis. I met her in D.C. She was a guest on my TV show there, and she came on, and we interviewed her talking about the book How Can My Husband Be Gay. That's why I asked about that. But yeah, good for Andrea. She's a great author, great writer, and a fantastic person. Who is the most famous or, you know, the most notable author that you guys have had the opportunity to meet and or have a book discussion with?
Oh, that would be Rashonda
Tate Billingsley.
Treasure Blue?
You guys met with Treasure Blue as well?
He Skyped?
Yes.
He did a Skype interview with Treasure Blue. Another. Yeah, I know him. He's a great author, a good friend of mine. I also interviewed him on my TV show in D.C. Fantastic talent, very intelligent, articulate, and passionate about writing. So, yeah, the authors, you guys are really dealing with some very, very talented authors, Andrea Davis, Rashonda Tate Billingsley, Treasure Blue, very, very gifted authors that you guys have been blessed to meet and actually discuss their books. Once again, it's Who's Who on That's American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show. We're on the air with the ladies of Brownstone Book Club in Houston, Texas. We've got Tangela, Tiffany, Dana, and Sophia in the building. We've got a few more minutes left. And anybody can take this. I'm going to ask Sophia. What do you guys have planned in the future? Like, what's the next book, or who's the next author you're going to be meeting with?
The book that we're currently reading now is another Rashonda Tate Billingsley lottery ticket.
Okay.
And I'd want to kind of showcase Rashonda Tate Billingsley because that's the one author that we've read several of her books.
Okay.
She had her movie premiere here for Let the Church Say Amen. We attended that event. So, you know, we're looking forward to doing more things like that, being invited to more movie events, doing more community service. We have the Breast Cancer Walk Sisters Network coming up. So we do a lot of community service. I don't know if my peers touched on that before I signed in.
No, we didn't. We didn't get to that. But, yeah, thanks for sharing that with us. Well, it's great to see that you guys do more than just books. I saw that quote, there, more than just a book club, on your Facebook page. And I use that same slogan with DJ Gatch's book club. I'm the founder of DJ Gatch's book club. And, yeah, we want to be more than just a book club. We don't just sit around and read books and write reviews. You know, we are active in the community. We're active, you know, on social media as well as, you know, being very interested in who the authors are, what they do, and how they do it. Dana, before
yes.
we go, is there anything you want to say to, you know, all the fans and followers, even the authors and writers out there about Brownstone Book Club?
We continue to support all authors, but especially the black authors that are part of our community.
Sure. Okay, is there any shout out to anybody you want to say, or anybody who may be listening, or
just hello, Houston, Texas.
Okay, all right. Tiffany, what about you? What do you want to say to the members that are not there, or the other fans and followers on social media, and authors whose books you've read or support? You know, anything you have to say to those people?
Just come to Facebook. Let us know if you have a book coming out. You want us to read it. You know, tweet us, follow us, join us. Let us know anything.
Okay. And Sophia, I'm going to have Tangela have the last word before we go. But Sophia, anything you want to say to you know, friends, followers, supporters, members that are not there? Anything you want to say? Before we go?
Again, we want to just make sure that people follow us on Facebook to see what we're doing monthly. Read along with us. Join us for discussions. We do put, like, a summary of each book at the end of the month on Facebook, so they could definitely follow us virtually. And thanks for having us on the show.
Yes.
I'm sure you have a few words to say to the members and other readers out there. But I had a question that I didn't ask. Where do you guys post your reviews? You on Smashwords, Goodreads, Amazon? Where can readers find your book reviews on the books that you've read? Other, you know, website, Facebook group, where are all the places they can go?
Well, we are currently on several different social media sites. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're looking to broaden that, you know, be on other different social media sites, maybe Periscope, we may incorporate that. But when it comes to our reviews, you can follow us monthly from day one to the end of the month on Facebook. We showcase that one particular book of the month on our Facebook page throughout that month, whatever that book of the month is. But at the end of the month, those book reviews, are on Amazon.com, Barnes and Noble, and Goodreads. So I definitely urge everyone who can, check out those reviews and let us know what you think. You know, we're not professionals or we don't have any kind of certifications or anything like that. We're simply a group of ladies who love to read. So, you know, if we could help someone make a decision or what have you, definitely check out our reviews.
Yeah. Well, you guys are doing a great job. I mean, I that's why I reached out to you. I reached out to the book club. Being a book club founder and of an online book club, I know how hard it is, but I know how the passion for reading the art of literature and literacy is huge in the black community. And I love to meet ladies who sharing that common passion. So, you know, I salute you guys on what you're doing, what you have doing, and what you're going to do in the future, and particularly the community service and where you're reaching out to people who may not even read, but you still have something to say for them. Once again, it's Who's Who, African American Lit, Blog Talk Radio Show. It's been fantastic, ladies, Brownstone ladies here from the Brownstone Book Club, ladies here, Tangela, Tiffany, Damian, and Sophia. Listen, don't be strangers to DJ Gatsby. You know, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr. I have a talk show, the talk show with DJ Gatsby. You can find it on YouTube. I have a new radio show that's going to be coming on called The Spotlight. It's going to be on Spotlight at 6:30. But and also, you know, follow me on Facebook, and I love you guys. I really appreciate you coming on. I really, really do.
Well, we appreciate it. I mean, we're like the first book club you've ever interviewed, so we feel very, very special.
No, you guys gave me some definite insight on how the book clubs are done. Again, mine is strictly online. I think we've met 5 times. We usually meet at book release parties or book signings and things of that nature because I travel so much. I'm in Atlanta, New York, D.C., or Miami, Fort Lauderdale. So it's hard for me to be just doing book club meetings. So my members basically just follow the book club online. So, okay. With that being said, I love you guys. I wish you the best in 2016. Again, don't be a stranger. And, you know, keep reading.
Absolutely.
Keep
Absolutely.
Reading.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
good night,
you.
Ladies. Good,
good
night.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Once again, it's been DJ Gadget, the Who's Who in African American Blog Talk Radio Show. We out. Don't forget to check us out Friday, 6:30 p.m. on the Spotlight. www.blogtalkradio.com/the Spotlight. The DJ Gadget, where my host is going to be Motto Gwen Rogers. Peace. Once again, everybody, thanks for tuning in to Who's Who in African American Lit Black Talk Radio Show with your host, CJ Gatsby. I want to thank the ladies at Brownstone Boat Club in Houston, Texas, for coming on. I also want to thank my sponsors for the show, Joy Line. Make sure you check out her latest book, Life is a Canvas. Also, Tamika Patrice Kane. Check out our book, How a Man Loves His Woman. Celia Rape and her book, Dead Panties. As well as author George Naeem Cash and his book, The Good and the Bad. To be a guest or a sponsor for Who's Who in African American Lit Black Talk Radio Show, DJ Gatsby, please call 914-483-9496 or hit us up at www.whoswhoinafricanamericanliterature.com. Peace. Have a great night. See you next week.